In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is the great feast of the meeting of our Lord with St. Simeon. It's the culmination of this, really, this 80, after the end of this feast, 87 days of reflection on the incarnation of our Lord, from the 40 days before Christmas until now, 40 days after, and the meat-taking for this feast is next Tuesday. This long time of reflection, and in this feast, really so many different beautiful threads are brought together, and they're kind of funneled through this notion of this meeting. And Joseph and Mary brought the baby, 40-day-old child, Jesus, to the temple because that was the normal and proper and right thing to do in the law. It was a common occurrence. It was happening all of the time. It wasn't a particularly unusual thing. Nobody would have thought twice about it. In fact, the temple would have been bustling with people, and many people would have had a meeting of sorts with this little child. How cute he is, what a wonderful child, oh, he doesn't cry, whatever it is that we say to 40-year-old babies. But the meeting with Simeon and with the righteous Anna was unusual. Not just the common interactions that people would have. Somehow, St. Simeon's eyes and the prophetess Anna's eyes were opened to an encounter. Not just a cute child fulfilling, being, having the law fulfilled by this presentation and purification. This meeting is really very beautifully expressed in the second reading that we had last night during the vigil. It's from Isaiah chapter 6 and following. And Isaiah has this vision of the heavenly worship and God on the throne, and the temple is filled with, the heavenly temple is filled with smoke, and it's really an overwhelming experience. And what does he say? He said, "I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, with my eyes. I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, with my eyes." And this is what St. Simeon says. "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared for the face of all peoples." So this is a profound encounter that his eyes were opened up to see things that the normal people in the temple wouldn't be able to have seen. This kind of encounter is so frequent in the scriptures. Peter, James, and John on Mount Tabor, St. Paul taken up into the third heaven, Moses on Mount Sinai, Job after his long and unimaginable trials sees God face to face. This encounter has this profound purifying effect. After Isaiah, first he says, "I'm a man of unclean lips," when he sees this sight, and then he says, "His eyes have seen, I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, with my eyes." The angelic beings take tongs and they go to the fire, they take out a piece of coal and fly it over to Isaiah and touch his lips. Purifies him. This encounter with the living God extends to this touch. This purification takes place in this encounter. And that's really the meaning of the opening line of the prayer of St. Simeon. I don't really know the history of how in English it came to be translated, "Let your servant depart." It is not an imperative. So I don't know why it's translated that way, and it doesn't mean depart. It's now, Master, you are setting free your servant. You are releasing your servant in peace, according to your word. It's an indicative, present indicative. It's just a description. St. Simeon is saying what he's experiencing. I'm being set free. I'm being released. From what? St. Gregory Palamas tells us he's being free. He's being released from the condemnation of sin, which has held man in bondage from the time of Adam and Eve. This release, this freedom, is being set free. This is profound transformation, purification of our lives, ultimately as expressed in the Hebrews, the freedom from death, freedom even from the fear of death. We're no longer held captive. So Saint Simeon, when he sees what everyone else sees, a 40-day-old baby, also sees the salvation of God, like Isaiah saw when he was taken up into the heavens. And that very encounter, that vision, became such a profoundly purifying, releasing experience that he himself realized that he no longer is in bondage. And it's no longer, and it's in peace. It's not a matter of Christ coming to establish his reign, to set us free, to defeat the enemy with power and might and force of this world. But he comes in this very simple, humble, quiet, unimaginably weak form of a 40-day-old baby and brings this profound release and freedom. A light for revelation to the Gentiles. The revelation is the apocalypse. It's the unveiling, the pulling back, the revealing, taking the veil off, the covering off. This is what St. Simeon goes on to say when he's speaking to the Mother of God, when he says that the hearts of many will be revealed, the veil will be pulled back, the thoughts of many people in their hearts, the thoughts of their will be revealed. The veil that's pulled back is really the absolutely essential step in this experiencing the freedom, the release that God has for us. In this encounter, we come to realize, like Isaiah, like Simeon, like every single encounter that's described in the scriptures, this profound sense of our unworthiness, our unholiness. We're revealed. Our sins are revealed. Our thoughts are revealed. Our passions are revealed. And yet in a way that's in peace, in a way that's not threatening, in a way that's not disheartening, depressing, discouraging, overwhelming, but in a way that makes us want to receive this freedom in the only way that it can be given to us. St. Paul talks about this in his letter to the second letter to the Corinthians when he tells us about the veil that's over the hearts of the Jewish people when the scriptures are read, but Christ himself pulls back that veil. And in pulling back that veil and exposing us, revealing us to ourselves and thus allowing us to see him for who he is, begins that process of transforming us from glory to glory, filling us with that light that's his own presence. The glory of the people Israel, St. Simeon says. This little child was really the sole and ultimate purpose of the people of Israel, the people called out, made special, to be shepherded and cared for by God, to come to a time when a young woman would say yes. And with that yes, God himself could become one of us. This is the glory of Israel. And it's that very glory, if we are willing to have our eyes opened by God and to have this encounter, we ourselves are being transformed into that glory. That very same light. In the feast of the meeting, Mother of God carries this little child, our Lord, into the temple, But we know in the life of the church that the true temple is not a temple made with stones by human beings, however beautiful they might be by this temple. The ultimate and true temple is the human heart fashioned by the hands of God. And the Mother of God, at this feast, carries the Lord Himself to us, to the temple of our hearts, and presents Him there to us, for us to have the very encounter that St. Simeon had. It's up to us to hold out our arms, to embrace Him the way that St. Simeon did. Nothing that St. Simeon experienced is unavailable to us. And yet even as deeply and profoundly, one of the images of the Mother of God is precisely the tongs that were used by the angelic beings to carry the coal from the fire to the lips of Isaiah. And the proper word in Greek for the spoon, that we call in English the spoon, that carries the body and blood of Christ into the mouths of the faithful, is tongs. Not just at this feast, but every time we receive communion, we have the Mother of God offering to us the body and blood of her Son for this encounter that we can embrace with open arms, so that we ourselves can be set free, released from the condemnation, from the bondage of sin and our passions and our thoughts. And all of this can happen in peace. Through the prayers of St. Simeon and the righteous Anna, may the Lord grant us the willingness to hold Him in our hearts.